Return to the text. So on the subject of sabr, the subject of patience. The question is sabr, which is more noble, which is greater, sabr or shukr, patience or gratitude? The patient one is given his is given limitless reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That suggests that the reward for sabr is greater than the reward for shukr, for gratitude.
فمن أصاب من النار رجع عن المحرم ومن اشتاق إلى الجنة سلا
من شهوات
فمن سال في الدنيا كانت عليه المشيبة ومن ابتغى الموت سار عن الخيرات فجعل هذه المقامات
when you describe in the branches of Iman, the branches of faith, he said, sabr is built upon four pillars, like shawf, which is longing, compassion, zuhd, which is asceticism, and anticipation. Whoever is wary of the hellfire turns away from impermissible action. Whoever longs for paradise forgets about his lowly desires. Whoever practices asceticism, in other words, has no desire for this world, calamities become easy for him to bear. Whoever anticipates death proceeds quickly towards righteous action. So the four things have four knock-on effects, if you like. Longing leads on to longing for paradise, compassion is. Asceticism leads to non-attachment to the world. Calamity becomes easy for to bear. Whoever anticipates death leads quickly towards righteous actions. So you consider these levels the pillars of patience because by patience these four levels become coming to existence. And patience is necessary in each of them. And you consider zuhd or asceticism as one of the pillars of patience. Allah has made patience one of the stations of taqwa. He's praised the people of taqwa. From Allah, the most noble amongst you are the people of the most taqwa. People of the most taqwa. Because of the connection on sabr to taqwa, since sabr is a part of taqwa, it gains nobility because taqwa has been given nobility by Allah. He said that the most noble of you in the sight of Allah are the most righteous, the most people of the most taqwa. And know that patience is a means of entering paradise and being safe from the hellfire. It's been narrated, as we heard more than once, that paradise has been surrounded by unpleasant things, and hellfire has been surrounded by lowly desire, by physical desire. So believer needs patience in doing things which are disliked to his lower self in order to enter paradise. He needs patience to reject his desires which pull him towards the hellfire. He needs patience in rejecting that which is pleasant and accepting that which is unpleasant.
إن الصبر أعمل في الشكر أفضل وإلا
the explanation of the superiority of patience has three aspects. First, the station is a superiority state. Patience and virtue can both be states, or they can both be stations. We have had as and Muhammad are two different things, states. Station. So whoever has his patience, has patience as his station, his state will be gratitude, having reached his station. So he's superior because he has reached his station. And whoever has gratitude as his station, his state will be patience. So his state of patience will increase him in his station. So patience increase. That's one meaning. So patience increases the grateful one in the station of gratitude. The second thing is that the ones who are close to Allah, the people of the Muqarrabun, are higher than the ones, people of the right hand. Sahaba Nimi. InshaAllah we'll get Abi Amata.
الحمد لله الذي أكرمنا وإياكم في تأمل المعاني الموجبة لتبادل المباني في موجبات التزاني
upon meanings which help us to elevate ourselves and come close to Allah
من الشراب الحال من كرس المعاني وصلى الله وسلم على المصطفى المجد العدناني مستودع
who has given the secret of his knowledge to Allah and the one who had all the
perfections
and blessed on him and the pure family who gained nobility through his abilities and by his and on the follow his footsteps his actions in him and make us amongst them with them Every blessing requires shukr and sabr.
So you're
given a blessing. The sabirun, the patient, are given their reward without any, or given a limitless reward from Allah. That hasn't been, this reward isn't given to. We know in the hadith that every reward has its fixed. Every action has a fixed reward except psalm, except fasting. In the hadith, Allah says it's mine, it belongs to me, and I'll reward accordingly. The odor which comes from the mouth of the fasting person is more sweeter to Allah than the smell of musk. So things aren't as they seem according to the outward. So it requires that we have etiquette with Allah. And he mentions what Imam Ali, his statement upon pillars of patience, or the foundations of patience. He said that patience is built upon four foundations.
Lack of benefit. And it's the pain.
that suffering that occurs in it. So good tidings to the one that divorces the dunya and strives, struggles, doing good works. The one who has no attachment to the dunya, tribulations become easy for him to bear. To do good works. So he made these things as pillars or foundations of sabr, of patience. There's a strong connection in the Quran between taqwa and sabr. The one who has taqwa and sabr come together. And then Allah says, the one that's most noble of you in the sight of Allah, the ones who have the most taqwa. The one who has more sabr has more taqwa. Sabr is a cause of being safe in the fire and entering paradise. So the hardships which the lower self dislikes of being patient and struggling and striving to draw close to Allah, reading the Quran, reflecting and praying and so on. Trying to be humble and trying to be knowing myself. Trying to have a good opinion. All of this, these are all means of entering Jannah, entering Paradise. Some people, they will achieve the station of sabr, meaning that they're firm in their sabr, they're firm in their sabr. It doesn't come and go as which is a hal. A hal is a state which comes and goes, and maqam is a station which remains firm in someone. So obviously having a maqam, if your maqam, if your station is sabr, then that means you're firm in that station. Firm in that sabr. So the one whose station is sabr, who's firm in his patience, his state is shukr, his state is gratitude for that station. So here the sabr is superior to shukr in that sense. Victory comes with sabr. Victory comes with patience. And Allah is truly with the people of patience. So the muqarrabun, patience, they're higher station than those who are lower themselves than in shukr, in gratitude.
Thank you.
to really say that one person is superior than another, because everyone is different. Everyone has different stations in different states. Everyone is different in some ways, in some subtle ways. In reality, the best of people are those who have the most knowledge of Allah. They are the most beloved to Allah, closest to Him. And since yaqeen is the most noble thing which descends from the heavens to the earth, then the one who has more yaqeen, more certainty, is more beloved and closer to Allah. Allah give us, make us amongst the yaqeen. Allah showed Ibrahim the heavenly realm so that he can become amongst the people of certainty. Patience about that which requires gratitude is superior, and gratitude for that which requires patience is superior. So patience. Showing patience and receiving blessings from Allah is better than showing gratitude. But showing gratitude for things which require patience is better. It's better than having sabr. So it's better to be grateful for the hardships one receives than to be patient in the place of receiving them. So when two of the knows of Allah met and one of them asked, what's the state of the people with you? Said the state of the seekers in our city, that if they find, if they have something, then they're grateful. If they don't have it, they have patience. He said, no, that's the state of the dogs in the town where we come from. If they find something, they're grateful. If they don't, they're grateful. As for the seekers in our city, if they don't find anything, then they're grateful for it. And if they do find something, then they prefer others with it. So their station is higher. One of his students, a sheikh, and he sent him away, and then he told his son to come bring him back, and he did this 5 times. Each time he left, he told him to come and bring him back, and he didn't get angry at all. So the sheikh said, "Now I've tested you, now I found you to be pure gold." He said, "It's nothing, this is what dogs do. You send a dog away, it goes away. If you call it, it comes back. So I'm not better than a dog." So that was the state of this murid. Humility. For in the face of hardship is a high station. It shows ridha, it shows contentment with the decree of Allah. Of the patient one, the superiority of patience over gratitude is that the knower of Allah, the arif, who is patient, is superior to the knower of Allah, who is grateful. Shakir. This is because patience occurs at the time of poverty and gratefulness occurs at the time of wealth. So whoever preferred gratefulness over patience, it is as if he's preferred wealth over poverty. All the highest people of Allah, they prefer poverty over wealth. So, in other words, in this meaning that sabr is greater than patience. It's only the people of the dunya who prefer wealth over poverty. People of this world have attachment and love for this world of life. And the people of, and also because the people who are tested most are closest to the prophets. As he tells us, the people who are tested most are closest in the station to the prophets. Who are the ones who were tested the most by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever was closer to them is tested most. Close to the desire of the lower self, closer to adversity and distress, and has a better effect in rectifying the lower self and clarifying what is appropriate for the lower self. So patience is more effective at bringing about peace and tranquility to the lower self and transforming it into the contented soul, if you like. Says, "Oh, you who believe, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu isbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu." He said, "Oh, you who believe, persevere in patience and constancy, vie in such perseverance and strengthen each other." So he mentions sabr twice, two times, two forms of sabr in this verse. People to have patience, then he ordered people to compete in having patience, in sabara. It's been said that in one of the viewpoints, strengthen each other upon the first two commands, i.e. patience and competing patience. Hence in this verse there are 3 points, all of which carry the meaning of patience. So all the sabr and musabara and murabata, they all have the meaning of patience, they all require patience. This indicates Allah's exaltation of patience and His love of it. So whoever has patience has shown the most. Then he goes on to talk about the highest of rank amongst the prophets. People have strong declination. Sayyidina Muhammad's the first, then Ibrahim, then Isa, Musa, then Isa, then Nuh. Muhammad, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and Nuh, the five. These are the Ulul Azm, the highest amongst the prophets, the ones with the strongest of determination. Allah mentions them all together in that in one verse. The best of them is Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mm-hmm. Allah says to you, and then Nuh, he mentioned the Prophet in person, he addressed the person, and then he says Nuh, and Ibrahim, and Musa, and Isa. These are the Ulul Azm, people of strong determination, perseverance. See what's been prepared for them. The fire, as if they've only remained for an hour or part of a day, the evening or the morning. This is the reality. And most people believe their delusions, their imagination. Regret, and some people will profit. So Allah make us amongst people that profit. As the Prophet says, Allah, the most, the ones who are tested most are the prophets, and then those who come after them in rank. The ones who are closest to them in rank, in other words, are those who are closest, who are tested most. But this is not to be taken absolutely. Patience is better, but gratitude and well-being are more beloved to us. You don't wish to be tested so you can demonstrate your patience. You don't show yourself to be strong so you can be tested and then show your patience. No one should ask for any tribulation. You ask to be elevated by Allah, but you don't ask to be tested in order to be elevated. No one asks for this.
Because
seeking permissible things of this world is considered good, but having asceticism from the things of the world is considered best. So zuhud or abstinence is better than being abstinent is better than the higher stage. Allah has made patience from amongst the obligatory statutes in the verse. But if you persevere and ward off evil, then that is the steadfast heart of things. Shared between him and his servants. Aye, we show gratitude to Allah and to people, but he has made patience a state that is only deserved by him. So that which is only deserved by Allah should be higher than that which is shared. And Allah said, show gratitude to me and to thy parents, to your parents. Allah said on the time of his Prophet, whoever does not show gratitude to people has not shown gratitude to Allah. However, Allah did not make any of his creation deserving of patience. So in other words, you show gratitude to Allah and other than Allah, but you only show patience to Allah in relation to Allah. So Allah said, for the sake of thy Lord, be patient. And he said, now wait in patience the command of your Lord. Which is better, the faqir as-sabir, the poor person who's patient, or the rich person who's grateful? Once again, you can't make an absolute rule. Not, depends on the situation. Depends on the circumstances. One of the scholars found other scholars debating on this issue, and he said, our aim is to attain sabr and shukr, not to debate over which is better. Show me what a rich person who's grateful and a poor person who's patient, and I'll tell you which is better. In fact, these are very rare states to find. We want to see it in reality. We don't want to debate about abstract concepts. If these people are here, then we can compare. But why spend ages debating and not trying to, instead of trying to attain these stations? Shahwa enters into knowledge just like it enters into food and drink and other things. So you can be sending knowledge and you're actually following your desires and then not actually attaining true knowledge of benefit, which will benefit to you.
Thank you.
closer to the tribulation and showed patience, and Sayyidina Sulaiman was given blessings and showed gratitude. So which of these is better? Patience, and he praised Sulaiman for his gratitude. He said about Ayyub, how excellent a slave he was, ever turning in repentance to his Lord. As for Sulaiman, he says, Allah said to Manatala, how excellent a slave, Ni'man Abd. He was also the same attribute, he was also turning in repentance to Allah. They're both described in the same way by Allah. So they're equal in that sense. However, the author here says that if we look closely, we find that Ayyub was superior to Sulaiman in rank in 13 different ways. He said, first of all, he says about Ayyub, he says, Wadhkur, addressing the Prophet, remember, recall, it's almost like Allah is praising his slave Ayyub to the Prophet. Mentioning Ayyub to the Prophet and praising him. And he's ordering the Prophet to remember him and to reflect upon his state. And he also ordered, it's almost like he ordered the Prophet to follow in his footsteps and say, Fasbir kama sabara ulul azmi min ar-rusul. Have patience as the greatest prophets had patience previously. Said Abdina, remember our slave. So he attached Ayyub to himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he honored Ayyub by saying he's our slave. Another statement as well, there's none worthy of worship his family responded to, so the hardship was removed. So we listened to him and removed the distress that was on him. So we see that Allah Most High has made the wajib ayyub a means of carrying out his will, a place for the flowing of his wisdom, and the key to the opening of his response. Truly found him as being patient, as being steadfast. So Allah himself mentions himself, we found him patient, we found him to be patient. And it's been said that to compare that with the state of Sayyidina Sulaiman, there's a hadith that said the last of the prophets to enter paradise was Sulaiman, the son of Dawood, because of the great kingdom that he had, and the last of my companions to enter paradise will be Abdurrahman bin Auf, because of his great wealth. Another narration said that Sulaiman, the son of Dawood, will enter paradise after the prophets by 40 years. And it's been narrated, surely the first to enter paradise are the people of tribulation, their leaders are you. And surely all the gates of paradise have two doors, panels, except for the gate of patience, for it is only one door, panel. So it's narrow, in other words, it's much narrower. The gate of patience is much narrower than the other gates, and the first to enter it will be the people of tribulation. So Ayyub has been risen above Sulaiman by most of what we've read here in the hadith in the Quran. So he's the leader of the people of patience. The leader of people of patience, the people of tribulation. And he's a reminder and admonition for the people of intellect, and the leader of the people of patience and hardship. We don't mean to give preference of one prophet over the other in just saying this, however, because we've been forbidden from doing so in the hadith, the Prophet says, so do not give preference to some of the prophets over others. However, Allah Most High informed us that some of the prophets are preferred over others when he said, and we prefer some of the prophets above others, over others. So what we've done is to clarify the preferential phrase that has been placed in the Book of Allah. And we've extracted the inward characteristic that has been repeated in the stories of Ayyub and Sulaiman, according to what appears to us of understanding of the Book of Allah. So this is the author, Imam Abu Talib, making his understanding of and referred to the Book of Allah, is that he found Ayyub to be superior than Sulaiman for these reasons that he's mentioned. We've been encouraged by the Prophet to reflect upon the Quran and extract these meanings. He says, Allah, read the Quran and seek out its wonders. And in extracting these meanings, we attain the following. We glorify the people. We find the glorification of the people of patience and tribulation, the strengthening of their hearts, the notification of the complete and perfect blessings that Allah has bestowed upon them, and clarification of their inward blessings, notification of the subtle meanings of Allah's speech. Discouragement from this world. one is better than the grateful one. This is because blessings are favorable to people's nature and agreeable to their lower selves.
Oh.
mercies upon his slave, forgiving his wrongdoings and enabling him to do good works. Allah is the one that in reality has created your actions, so you merely attain them from Allah. Created us and our actions, and we merely attain the actions from Allah. That's from some of the other sects of the so we witness that Allah is the one that Allah is the doer in reality. But at the same time, Imam Junaid warned us against purely witnessing Allah doing the action. The Sufis say about Allah being the true actor in everything, which is true, but it shouldn't be misunderstood. Supplication and pleading. dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Manifesting one's weakness, one's neediness, and obedience to Allah's command. Allah says, call upon me, and I will surely answer you. Keep asking Allah, because Allah is displeased if you don't ask Him, but the son of Adam is displeased when you ask Him. And then the next means he mentions of obtaining muhabba is keeping the company of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaking with them. Keeping the company and the muhibbin, the lovers of Allah, and attempting to imitate their states by amongst other things, reading their works, reading their books, reading them.
Thank you.
said his relation to Allah was complete ihtiqar, complete neediness of Allah. Not witnessing anything, no action, no good deed, no nothing in front of Allah. Allah will say, what did you bring to me when you stand in front of Al Yawm Al-Qiyamah? And said, I just came to you with you, nothing else. I didn't bring anything with me, I brought just my faith and belief and my hope in you. The next means of attaining habba of love Allah is, he mentions here, taking oneself to account and repenting from all wrongdoings. Since repentance, tawbah, is the first station on the path to Allah. The seeker should seek much forgiveness from Allah and weep over the time he has wasted.